Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller. On today's music review, we're going from London to Japan via Africa to review some of broadcaster and DJ Nick Luscombe's favourite new releases. Nick joins me in the studio now. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
As usual, you have bought in a whole bunch of stuff I've never previously heard of, and indeed in at least one case suspect you of inventing. We will start, though, with Guy Barron, London-based producer, who I have actually heard of. He goes by the name Semi-Precious. I guess beyond that, introduce us a bit further. Why have you lit upon him today?
It was a piece of music that it's very reminiscent of that sort of early electronic lounge stuff from a little while back, I suppose. It really reminded me of that, and it's music you don't really hear much from Southeast London. You know, we hear a lot of
opposed to the late electronic lounge period.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. But I just thought it was a kind of lovely piece of music, and the weather's been so great, it just seems to fit with the whole sort of mood right now, in my brain anyway, and perhaps
Bearing in mind, by the time we broadcast this, it will probably be -4 and pouring rain.
Good point. This isn't going to work, is it?
Could maybe a bit earlier in the summer. Is this languorous, languid summer lounge music? Is that what you're telling us?
This track is, yeah. I haven't heard his other music, but he released on Matthew Herbert's Accidental label. I haven't heard any of that, but this is from his new album. And I haven't heard any other tracks on it. This is the only thing I've heard, but I thought it was worthy of wider sort of sharing, really.
Well, I mean, it is the title track of an album called Ultimate Lounge, so it would be a surprise if the rest of that album is shrieking, pulverizing industrial grindcore, wouldn't it?
It would be a big surprise.
Although that would actually be pretty funny.
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah. We should just play it, I guess. This is Ultimate Lounge from Ultimate Lounge by Semi-Precious. Ultimate Lounge from the album Ultimate Lounge by Semi-Precious, aka Guy Barron. I quite like that. It's got something of that 90s trip-hop feel to it as well,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I remember like when I first started getting into that kind of music, I guess it was coming out, so a lot of people were getting into that sort of music at that time, but it was around your late 90s, early 2000s, and you had bands like, you know, Air releasing their first records and things like that. But, you know, I think that whole scene just became compilations, and it became boring, didn't it, quite quickly. And I haven't heard much of that kind of style of music for quite a while.
Well, the thing is, I guess, with stuff like that is that it can sort of drift a little bit. People make all the right sounds and then forget to actually write any songs to go with them.
That's a good point, isn't it?
Although that did appear to have kind of a beginning, a middle, and an end, and a melody you were going to remember. I quite like that. It was. There's a few Saint Etienne tracks of their more sort of suggestive or evocative moments that reminded me a bit of as well.
Completely, yeah. It's a very expensive sound he's got there. I'm sure it's like a few software synths or whatever, but it sounds lush, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I like that. That was nice. So that's Ultimate Lounge by Semi-Precious. That's out now on Square Glass Records. We're going to take, for your second choice today, a journey in space as well as time, or at least in geography as well as time. This is from Nigeria of the 1980s. This is Odion Iroaje, which I think I've pronounced more or less correctly. He preferred to trade under the nickname The Sound President. Tell us a bit more about him and how you found him.
Well, I found him thanks to the great Soundway record label, which, I discovered so much music through them. But basically, this guy was from Nigeria. He signed Fela Kuti to EMI back in the day.
That right there is a considerable claim to fame
in
itself.
And then he produced a lot of Fela's early work, then went on to produce a lot of other Nigerian artists for EMI, and at the same time as making his own records as well. But this is the only album he ever produced, and it was pretty obscure until it came out just a couple of months ago on Soundway.
So why did he disappear? Because obviously he's an influential and important character, and he's an influential and important character in a genre of music, I guess West African music, which did have or has had kind of moments. It is taken reasonably seriously. It gets a lot of attention, arguably less than it deserves, but nonetheless, it's not like it is laboring completely in some sort of obscure, walled-off corner that no one ever looks into. Why has he vanished?
I think he vanished just because he was producing. He was doing a lot of work, and you know, he got caught into that kind of world rather than making his own music. But I think, you know, this album really stands out. So I'd really like to hope that there's more stuff, you know, that he hasn't actually brought out. But this is the only album, like I said, that came out back in the 80s.
So, and the album's called Down to Earth. Mm. The song you've chosen is called Identify With Your Root. Why did you pick on this particular song?
So this just has that kind of beautiful sort of sound of its time, I suppose. It's kind of definitely an amalgamation of kind of early rap and but with a kind of production all of its own. You know, it's quite a unique piece, I think.
Okay, well, let's hear it. This is Odion Iruaje with Identify With Your Root.
Now, we us all us we, I and I, you and me. Grab a chair, sit on down and tell me just what you see. I see you, me, him, she, black as ebony. And all us we, Africans, together in unity. Don't let nobody fool you, trick and confuse you. No matter where you stand, you're still an African. Which one you take? Brazil? You're still an African. Which one you take? Jamaica?
That was Odion Iruaje with Identify Your Root from his album Down to Earth. You don't need, Nick, to be an enormous authority on hip-hop to be able to recognize in that actually fairly contemporary things that were going on in the United States at the time. Mm. There is a great deal of Sugar Hill Gang, Grandmaster Flash that you can hear in there. Is that just coincidence or is there influence? And if so, which way round was it going?
Oh, I think he was influenced by them, definitely. But the whole album, that's a pretty much a standout track. It's very different. But yeah, he's capturing those sounds. But when you listen to the whole track, I mean, it is quite unique. And I just love the way he kind of lists every country in the world, you know, which is really cool.
Yeah, that kind of appeal to a global consciousness there.
For sure.
And is that indicative of the album? Because there's a real swagger about that track and a real playfulness about it, a real archness, yeah. A real sort of knowingness, I think, is what he's doing there as well. There's a certain amount of making fun of himself, which again was something that went on in hip hop at the time and has more or less disappeared.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell because you look at the record sleeve, you know, he's a pretty, you know, cool looking guy with the shades on and everything, and you know, the Sound President, big letters, you know, it's I don't know if he was kind of making a bit of fun of himself or whether he was genuine, but I mean, I see him as a genuine thing because of, like you said, you know, anyone who's worked with Kuti on that level and,
indeed,
you know,
so.
And the album itself, it's great. So, yeah.
But it takes either a measure of nerve or a sense of humour, or I guess possibly both, to even describe yourself as Sound President.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, I look forward to hearing more of that. That was Down to Earth by Odion Iruaje, which has been re-released by Soundway Records. We'll move on, finally, Nick, for your third choice in today's music review. This is Shintaro Sakamoto. Introduce us, if you would.
So this is his third album, which is only just been released in Japan, actually. So I guess it's going to come out in Europe and the UK at some point. He was in a kind of psychedelic rock band called Euro Euro Taikoku, I think they were called. And this band were huge in Japan, but they're very different to the music he's making now. Now he's making kind of very 70s, I guess, soulful kind of pop music. Before it was pretty heavy, you know, but... But all his records have been great so far. This one, like I said, the third one, is right up there. You know, it's got some great tracks, some really interesting production techniques, but keeping it all very mellow, very laid back, very summery.
So this question always interests me when you in particular come in, given that you do often bring in people who've barely been heard of in the countries they're actually from. How did you find out about him?
It's a good question, actually. I mean, I'm just kind of always curious, always looking for stuff. He has had releases, I think, previously on sort of American or European labels. So he is a bit of a name here, I think, a little bit. But in Japan, I mean, he's very, very well known.
Okay. Well, this is Shintaro Sakamoto with Oniyaji.
が俺に声かけてきた。
Shintaro Sakamoto there with Oniaji. That was surprisingly lo-fi, yeah. I thought.
Yeah, true. There's also that really weird thing that he uses in his records, which is this kind of chipmunk kind of backing harmony thing that appears...
That was my next question.
Was
what
it?
Is
yeah.
going on there?
I don't know, but it's lovely. I really like it. The first time I heard it, I was a bit off-put, but then I've kind of got to expect it now.
Is that a recurring motif, the chipmunk
yeah,
backing vocals?
It is, and obviously there's something going on there. I don't know if that's connected to the psychedelic band that he was in before or what, but pretty interesting sound.
Does it not get irritating over the course of an album, or does he create a sufficiently convincing and accommodating universe that you can just stroll in and
yeah.
deal with the fact that there is a small choir of rodents chirruping away in the background?
He does it well. I mean, there is a kind of feeling that he's bringing you into this world, and I'm not really sure what it is, but it's definitely hidden. It's definitely lots of, I don't know, just very, I guess it is quite psychedelic, isn't it? I mean, that's the
singing
thing that's
chipmunks,
continued.
Yeah, is pretty yeah. much a definition of exactly
yeah.
that. That brings us to the end of this week's show. Shintaro Sakamoto with Oniaji. Nick Luscombe, thank you for bringing in him and your other two choices. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Miller. The producer was Holly Fisher. Join us at the same time tomorrow when we'll be talking TV. But for now, it's goodbye from me, and thank you for listening.